welcome to my sanctuary. Please, unroll your mats and join me in any seated position most comfortable for you. You will notice today that our class is quite intimate, but that is how I prefer to work, in fact. I find it easier to connect our bodies and minds when there is less energy in the room. Don't you agree? You two seem bound together. I can read it in your eyes and hearts. You make a lovely couple. Your auras complement one another perfectly. If our bodies are temples, then yours are the most decadent shrines I have ever seen. Before we begin, note that I prefer for my learning yogis to help one another with adjustments. That way, every adjustment is a learning opportunity for both of you. A bit unconventional, I know, but consider me simply a guide, a watcher, someone here to ensure this sacred sequence of movement takes place. I also find it important to note that my teachings are guidelines. If you feel moved to modify, you are the master of your body and soul. Please find what feels good for you. Let us begin by bringing our hands to our bodies and closing our eyes. Connect with your breath. Dive within. Discover your inhale. Immerse yourself within the exhale. Beautiful breath connection, you two. Listen to the breath of your partner. Feel their energy radiate from their mat to yours. Feel the trust, that unbreakable bond. As you both have shown up to the mat today, the support you will offer one another physically and mentally. Only together may we find the path to enlightenment. Please move forward now onto your hands and knees. Wiggle your hips back and forth until finding a neutral spine. What tantalizing movement that lives inside your corporal forms. Spellbinding, even. Let's inhale for cow spine, bringing your chest to the sky. Exhale and find cat spine, arching your back above. Beautiful. Hold on to that breath. Now, please tuck your toes, moving through plank into what I call downward loving dog. Breathe here. I choose to call this downward loving dog not only because it channels the earth's energy into your palms and up into your body, but because it can be a magical position for lovemaking. You two look quite adventurous in that department, and intercourse can be a sensational form of channeling the Earth's energy into us, actualizing into our true forms. Even without intercourse, it can be a helpful way to unlock connection. I will show you how. Sir, could you please join your love, finding Tadasana, mountain, or a standing position behind her downward loving dog? Exquisite. Breathe together. Feel her backside against your pelvis. Perhaps she will bring a heel up and a heel down. We call this walking your dog. Walk your dog, my love. Then, sir, put your hands on her hips and connect to her low back, that space that often needs the most love, that too often goes overlooked and uncared for. Mutual massage can be a beautiful yogic practice as well. You can massage her low back lightly as you breathe together. Gorgeous form. This is beautiful. We might return to it later. It seems that dual poses are a way for your tantric passion to explode into one another. Sir, remain in Tadasana while you, Mastoshine, move down to your back with your feet in Baddha Konasana. Cobbler's pose, your feet touching. In the Western world, we call it butterfly. Perfect. It is a hip opener that allows your sacral chakra to open and awake, invigorating it. While she opens her hips, sir, please find a runner lunge, your knee by her head and your pelvis stretching right above her third eye. Inhale. Exhale. Miss, can you massage his inner thigh gently? Perhaps even rubbing your hand in that innermost crease between his sacral chakra and leg. Terrible tension can live here, and we must cleanse the body of it to move freely. Gorgeous. Now, sir, switching legs. My love, you may massage him the same way again. Super work. The both of you. You are quite impressive in your yogic practice already. Our next butterfly pose will find you, sir, in a seated Baddha Konasana to open your hips. And you, beautiful, will put your feet on the ground beside his hips with your back on the ground. While he stretches, you will find bridge pose set to Baddha Sarvangasana. Keep your arms beside you, pressing firmly into the mat, and your knees above your ankles as you lift your low back, mid back, upper back into the air. Hold, clenching your glutes. Sir, can you find your breath between her legs? Very nice. Release to the ground. Rest. Now you can find that again, or find full wheel pose, but only if it is in your practice. This time, while she holds her pose, sir, you are going to free her physique from those tight, restricting leggings. Take off her leggings now. I believe yoga is most effective without the limitation of floating. Very good. Let her pelvis breathe, releasing it from all constricting fabric. Release your own pelvis of clothing as well, allowing your sacral chakras to truly breathe, and both of you can meet me in Tadasana Mountain Pose. Let us breathe here. You have worked up some sweat instead of a water break. Why don't you help your partner shed any remaining clothing, as our practice will only continue to heat up. Now, with him behind you, find chair pose, my dear, sitting back and down as if on a chair. Once her bare thighs meet yours, sir, find your pose as well. Let your hips and bodies explore this movement into one another hip and creases creating fiction and joy with your bodies. Excellent form, yogis. Now, miss, you will find corpse pose. Savasana, on the mat, lying flat, and sir, you will find plank pose above her, with your sacral chakra resting just right above her throat chakra. Miss, open your mouth, and your throat chakra wide. Sir, find Chaturanga, bringing your plank into a bit of a push-up until your sacral energy blows deep inside of her throat chakra. As his lingam fills your mouth, your wet, warm hum for his erotic energy as he thrusts into you, building his energy higher and higher. Consider your bond, this rare form of intimacy with one another and with the world. Beautiful. Now move between plank and Chaturanga as you allow your sacral chakra to feel her throat chakra again and again and again. Now switch positions and do the same with your throat chakra, sir, accepting her sacral energy. Let your tongue find the deepest part of her yoni and listen to her body as it responds to the offering in your mouth. Very nice. Go ahead. Yes. Excellent form. This is a very advanced move, and you have executed it beautifully. I believe you two are ready for the ultimate connection of mind and body penetration. Let us find a downward loving dog and mountain pose positions we did at the beginning of the class. Note the difference in your bodies, where you feel free, where you feel tight, where you feel tension and need of release. Breathe through it all. You have one another. Now begin to bind your bodies, connecting your sacral chakras at last, moving as one. Back and forth. Inhale and exhale. Feel free to spread your legs wider or adjust however your body is calling to you to adjust or modify. Just like that. Hold the pose right there. Let your body sing and move in unison. Inhale. Exhale. Come as one.